You're in Graves County.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Good morning. I am white. Doubleheader. Holy cow. I don't think I realized I knew what I was taking on, a doubleheader. With very little break and a pre-game show in between. Careful what you wish for, but the Atlanta Braves split. They win the series in New York. You really can't ask. Look, I know we all get greedy, and that's realistically what's always going to happen. We're all going to want just a little more. Come on. Let's get the sweep. Let's sweep the doubleheader. When it's all said and done, If I would have told you we were going to go into New York, we were going to lose Acuña in the second game, and that would be the only game we would lose, I think we would take it. And honestly, I thought that the entire team played pretty well. You know what happens with those second games? It always happens. They play quickly. They want to get out of there. They're tired. It's human nature. Fans may not like it, but it happens. And you see it more and more, like if you sit there and watch a doubleheader, you're going to get tired. You're going to go, my God, is this over yet? Well, can you imagine if you're out there actually playing it? They're not sitting on the couch. They're sitting there actually playing the game. And some of those guys had to play in both games. And anyways, the good news is we leave out of there with a bigger lead than when we went in. Now have a 3-game lead as opposed to a 2-game lead in the division. And we're heading to the Marlins. This is going to be a tough one. We'll get more into this in the afternoon show when we actually get this, the lineups. Sorry, my brain's not quite working today. But we'll get the lineups and we'll be able to kind of decipher on what's going on here and what we can expect. The thing about Acuña, the images came back clean last night. They don't typically going to tell you anything per se until you lead into the second game. So I'm going to hold off. There's a lot of rumors swirling. I'm going to hold off right now and we'll look at it and see what happens as the evening goes on, or the afternoon or the morning goes on into this evening. It's an early start. I say evening, but I don't know, 6:40. Some people would probably consider that still the afternoon. 6:40 first pitch. So we'll do the live show 3 to 5 and then we'll come on for first pitch. So I'll have a very small window to get ready for the game. But the x-rays were negative. And they sent him to a local hospital for imaging just to make sure. But it looks like that Acuña is going to travel. Well, he traveled with the team. So when it's all said and done, I would say that I would doubt he's in tonight's lineup. I would say there's a good chance that he misses some time just because we know how the Braves are and they're not going to rush him out there. There's no point in it. What I want to focus on today, until we get the definitive this afternoon, is the matchup for tonight. You're going to have Alcantara and Elder. And look, we just saw this one. Elder pitched really well. Look, Elder is 2-0 with a 2.17 ERA. And that's after not having his best performance last time out. I expect Bryce Elder to go out there and pitch really, really well. And with that being said, I would think Elder is going to go out there and give us a chance to win. And look, at some point, somewhere – when Arcia comes back, I mentioned this during the broadcast yesterday, but when Arcia comes back, and I was in favor of this at the beginning of the season, so I'm not jumping on some bandwagon train and saying, oh, now, you know, he's not playing. They've got to get rid of Adrianza. He is terrible. He is absolutely worthless at the plate. And I don't care if he goes 4-for-4 tonight. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make up for what he's done the last, since 2021. Get a freaking base hit. He doesn't even give you competitive at bats. Watching him take at bats yesterday, there were pitches that he had an absolute chance at that he would let go right by him. And it's almost like he's gun shy. I didn't see that when he was in Washington. I saw a kid that was out there trying to play. I don't know if it's the pressure of playing for the Atlanta Braves as opposed to playing for a bad team like Washington. Now, he wasn't out there tearing the cover off the ball, but my God, he was at least hitting in the 200s. And we know that there's defensive problems with Grissom. He booted the ball around again yesterday, but I'll tell you what. Saw someone tweet this out, and I've been saying this for a hot minute. I'm going to echo it. If we're going to have a choice between two guys that can't play the position, give me the guy that can at least hit. And we'll wait to see what happens with Arcia. But they've got to get rid of. Why not bring Shoemake up and give him a chance? Give him a damn chance. This is absurd. I gave you the stats yesterday where Shoemake is batting, 886 OPS against lefties. Why not go out there and platoon him and Vaughn and see who plays better? See who plays better. Give us a fighting chance so that if Vaughn isn't playing well, you put Shoemake in and vice versa. Because at this point in their careers, I don't know if taking more at-bats down on the farm is really developing them. And if you really don't believe in Vaughn, then send him down and bring up Shoemake and give him all the at-bats. But I just, at this point, cannot get my head wrapped around what Adrianz is doing with a job in the major leagues, especially on a title contender. There's got to be someone out there on the trash heap. If you don't want to bring up Shoemake, there's got to be someone out there on the trash heap that you can bring up and give us a competitive at bat. This is not Braves related, but I don't know if you saw it or not. Christian Pache, former Brave, he just had knee surgery and expect to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So we wish him well. As we will, you know, on this Braves Country morning, this is kind of a quirky one here, but we're typically going to try to hit up everything going on in the world of baseball. And of course, as you get closer to football season, we'll hit up on football and see how this goes. If folks enjoy the morning show, we'll continue to do it. And if you show us that, you know, this thing sucks, then, you know, we'll just stick with the afternoon show. But, Braves are going to start a 3-game series now, and they're going to start that series in Miami. And so you're going to get a game tonight, a game tomorrow night, and a Thursday afternoon game, all games being broadcast here on Braves Country HD. And then we're going to go home finally. And when we go home, we're going to take on the Baltimore Orioles in a 3-game set. We're going to do the Friday night and the Sunday morning game. If you missed that announcement, the Saturday game we're not doing because it's a Saturday night game. It's on Fox anyways. If you want to catch it, it's going to be on Free Rabbit Ears. So I got to take one day off this week or, you know, my wife might kill me. So we're going to take that day off the Saturday night and then Sunday, 11:30. It's on one of those streaming devices. I forget which one, but it's on one of the streaming devices that you have to have a special subscription to. I think it's Peacock or something like that. So we're going to bring that game to you. And I would be thrilled with a split in Miami, a 2-1 split. When you look at, we'll get more into the actual game itself today at 3 o'clock on the 3 o'clock show, but just wanted to take a quick look at the actual pitching matchups for the series. And right now you're looking at, I mentioned it a second ago, and you can see it on the screen, Alcantara and Bryce Elder. I'm not going to scroll through everything. I'm just going to leave that up there on today's matchup. But today it's Elder versus Alcantara. And then tomorrow, 6:40 first pitch again, it's Kyle Wright versus Braxton Garrett. I like our chances a lot. And even though if you look at the ERAs, you go, dude, Braxton Garrett, 2.45. We got to him. We pounded him. And I expect us to pound him again. He's a lefty. The Braves hit lefties well. And Kyle Wright's getting better and better and better. You're starting to see that ERA come down after a rough beginning. And, of course, he had a slow start to the year coming off the IL. And then Thursday's matchup is going to be Max Fried versus Lazardo. That's going to be a tough matchup. But I got to go with the guy who's 2-0 with an 0.45 ERA. And once again, Lazardo's a lefty, so the Braves ought to be able to get some runs. I think there's a very good chance that we win games 2 and 3. So the big one on this series to me is going to be tonight's game, Elder versus Alcantara, because you can't guarantee that you're going to win games 2 and 3. You think you have a very good chance. This is the game that's up in the air. So when you look at that heading into the weekend, and once again, we're going to be piecing it together, trying to figure out what's going on with the Friday game, because as of right now, we don't have a starter set in stone. It could be a bullpen game. They could bring someone up from the – but as of right now, it's not set in stone. It's going to go up against Kramer. And Kramer for Baltimore, by the way, I mean, he's got a 6.14 ERA, a 1.58 whip. He's got some decent stuff. I watched a couple of games of his this year, but all in all, Braves ought to be able to get to him. So they're just going to go out there and try to get that W. And it could be a spot start from someone down in the minors, or more likely they're going to try to get through the bullpen. We'll just see how that goes. But that's into the future, because you can't project what's going on there. It looks like we're going to get good weather on Friday, so there's no chance of a rainout by saving us there. So looking at the Marlins series, I really feel like this is a series that Atlanta's going to be able to, if they can get that first win with Elder on the mound, I think Elder's going to want to go out and pitch well too. Not only is he fighting for a job, but remember when he pitched against Miami the night before we clinched the division last year, Elder was the one who was on the mound. He didn't pitch great. He pitched okay, but he didn't pitch great. The Braves offense didn't show up. We were absolutely spent after that Mets series. We didn't score a run for him. So it'd be nice to see him get a win in Miami. With that being said, while we're doing that, the Mets are at the Tigers. That's arguably one of the worst teams in baseball. They're 10-17. They're going to get, I think they're going to go essentially with the bullpen game tomorrow, and then they're going to get Scherzer back. Or I said tomorrow, meant tonight. They're going to get Scherzer back, I think, the last game of the series. And there's talk that Verlander could come back in one of these games against Detroit, which would be ideal for them, because most likely the Wednesday game. Because if you think about it, A, he spent a lot of time in Detroit. B, bad team. You come off the IL, you get to warm up before you really get going. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up and talk about a couple other things heading into a busy Wednesday. We'll be back in a flash.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Are you looking for a reliable dental practice that not only cares about your teeth, but is friendly to work with? How about one that offers great deals and new patient promotions? Well, your search is over. Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton, Georgia is committed to giving you the biggest and brightest smile. Right now, get a $99 new patient special, including x-rays and exam. Maybe you're looking for veneers. Most Valuable Smiles veneer special includes one free veneer with every five purchased. Or get that bright white smile you've always wanted by taking advantage of an exclusive $100 off Zoom whitening treatment when you book today. And don't forget that 2022 is almost over. That means most insurance policies will reset by the new year, and to avoid losing that extra money, you need to use it or lose it. Book an appointment today with Most Valuable Smiles in downtown Eatonton to lock in these exclusive deals. Call 706-623-0318 or visit mostvaluablesmiles.com.
Hey, Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
Here's good news. There's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Enjoy sun-drenched days, epic stays, and plenty of room to roam in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Our hotels, attractions, and restaurants have taken the Visit Lauderdale's Safe and Clean pledge so you can relax and explore with confidence. When you're ready for that well-deserved staycation, our 23 miles of golden beaches await. Find wide-open spaces to hike, bike, kayak, and paddleboard. Visit your favorite attractions, then dine out in style in dining rooms or al fresco on waterfront patios. Learn more at sunny.org.
Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE.
It all starts with just one thing. When recycling, rinse out jars and cans and avoid recycling wax paper or paper soiled with food. This will reduce recycling contamination. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of the Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Welcome back. Braves get the split. A doubleheader. Just got a few more minutes here on the Tuesday morning. As look, Strider once again struggled, and that kind of bled into the second game because you didn't have your whole bullpen to go to. But we did get the win, so you can't complain too much there. And we gained a game on the Mets on the weekend. AJ Minter gave up the home run, but he did get the save, so it all is not lost in game number one. Man, How about Sean Murphy? I mean, my God. Two home runs, six RBIs in that first game. And he kept the hit parade going in the second game. So really, really impressive game for impressive start to the 2023 season for Sean Murphy. He started off really slow, and now he is absolutely hammering the ball. He's got a 646 slug, a 1046 OPS, and thankfully, because Riley is not hitting, Olsen's kind of scuffling. Olsen will get into one every once in a while, but he's really not doing anything. And now you've got the injury concern with Acuna, so it's good to see them do that. Real quick, do want to hit a couple of the other sports, get you updated on what's happening in the world of sports heading into your Tuesday. Panthers and Maple Leafs are going to start their series, second round of the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then the Kraken and the Stars, they're going to start their series. So game one in both of those. And then as far as the NBA playoffs, as their second round is getting underway tonight, you're going to have Heat and Knicks. That's actually game two of their series, but the Lakers and Warriors doubleheader, they get game one going. That should be an entertaining series for folks out on the West Coast. I'm just personally not going to stay up till midnight to watch these games. So there you'll have that. And then, of course, the Heat and Knicks. I'll probably keep an eye on the Eastern Conference games. Heat and Knicks should be a fun one. We'll have to see what happens with Jimmy Butler. But if he's banged up, the Knicks get a decided advantage. The fact that they dropped game one in their own home building, yeah. I mean, you can't love that if you're a Knicks fan. But I do think that series is probably going to go six or seven, so all is not lost there. So there you have that. And then, of course, Major League Baseball, what we're looking at tonight, the games tonight, and some of the – oh, and by the way, tonight the Heat are getting 6.5 because of that injury concern. Lakers getting 4.5 because the Warriors are just a better team. But tonight, Major League Baseball, you got a full slate, and some of the more interesting lines that I think you're going to get here on a Tuesday. Milwaukee, they're -159. That's right there on that cusp. They're in Colorado, but Peralta's on the mound. I like the Brewers a lot there. Gerrit Cole, -170. It's worth paying the extra tax at home. The Yankees, I know that they're banged up a little bit, but they're playing the Guardians. They've usually owned the Guardians, and it's in Yankee Stadium, and it's Gerrit Cole. Give me the Yankees on the -170. Going to steer clear of the Toronto-Boston game. Not loving that one. If I went anywhere without her, I'd probably go with the over. Kikuchi and Tanner Houck, not two of your better starters, and the ball's probably going to fly. I would check the weather first just to make sure that it's not cold and have any kind of bearing on that. But Joe Ryan on the road, but Joe Ryan against the Chicago White Sox tonight, -155. Give me the Twins. Give me the Twins. I definitely think that they're going to take care of the White Sox. White Sox got fortunate the other day with the walk-off against the Rays, but the White Sox are a terrible team. Baltimore, -145 at Kansas City. I'm liking that. Tyler Wells, he's not one of the better pitchers out there, but Yarbrough, he'll only go a few innings. Kansas City has a hard time scoring. I like the Baltimore offense there. Couple other games, take a quick pick at. I'm gonna hold off it right now, but I kind of like the under in the San Francisco Houston game. You got Disco Stick versus Hunter Brown. That should be a pretty good pitching matchup. And another good pitching matchup, the low under, but man, it's really tempting to take it. Zach Gallen, who's been unhittable. Is it 28 innings? I think 28. Consecutive innings of no run ball, no earned runs. and he's going up against Texas and John Gray. That's going to be a low-scoring affair. Be shocked if it wasn't. And Sandoval and the Angels are in St. Louis taking on Mats and the Cardinals. That game screams runs. The over-under right now is 9. I'd like to see it drop to 8.5, but I'm still tempted to grab it at the over-under of 9. And Miller versus Miller, Seattle versus Oakland. I think I would have to – I'm probably going to steer clear of it, but if I was going to go one way or the other, kind of like the over in that one. The over is just 8 runs and not 2 of your better pitchers out there on the mound today. So that takes care of the Major League Baseball, looking at the lines. We're going to try to do that here on the mornings. And, you know, you got some other interesting matchups. The lines aren't out right now, but Cubs and Nationals, Wesnecki and Williams. Over's probably going to be somewhere around 9. I'd probably take that. And that's pretty much it on a Tuesday. We're going to be back on the air 3 to 5 and talking about, by that time, we should have the lineups. Talking about Braves, Marlins. Like I said, I don't believe how they usually take kid gloves to things like this. I don't really expect to see Acuna in the lineup at all. Because not only does he have the injury, but him and the Marlins have a history of the Marlins throwing at him. You don't need him getting hit again. I say let the kid get healthy. We should be able to take 2 or 3 down there without Acuna. Give Sam Hilliard some at-bats. Get him healthy. Get him rested. Let him heal. Get into the Baltimore series and give yourself a puncher's chance. So that would be my take. And look, I've got him in my dynasty league in fantasy. I would love to have Acuna out there bashing the ball. But unless it's much ado about nothing, put Acuna on the shelf for a few days. Let him rest up. Because you got a game tonight. I wouldn't have him in there. Probably wouldn't do him tomorrow. And then you got the quick turnaround for the Thursday day game. Get him some work with the trainers, get them ready for the Baltimore series. Let's go. All right, we're going to go ahead and jam out of here. We will see you tomorrow morning for Braves Country Coffee. And see you today, 3 to 5. We go live on 99.1 FM.
You're in Braves Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.